Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen, and today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Today's title is Embracing Your Own Path Without Apology. So we are diving into something that I personally think a lot of us, especially entrepreneurs, or if you have a business idea, or maybe you're just married to the entrepreneur, or maybe you're best friends with an entrepreneur and it gets you thinking that way. But embracing our own unique goals, talents, and dreams without feeling the need to shrink ourselves to make others comfortable. So I posted a question on my personal Instagram page at Liz Fidler-Mergen that sparked a ton of responses, and all were very respectful. So this wasn't a hot topic. I came at it from a place of curiosity, and I was very clear about that. Like, what I posted, and I'll get to it in a minute, what I posted was a little bit snarky, or could have been perceived as snarky, but then I followed it up with, hey, hold on, I don't mean it to be that way. Let's chat about what this means. And it's something that I get asked about all the time because I'm an Enneagram type 3. So if you're unfamiliar with the Enneagram types, there's these personality types and kind of how you fall into it. But we are often called the achievers, and we are driven, ambitious, and goal-oriented. So type 3s thrive on setting and reaching big goals. And sometimes that can make others perceive us as workaholics. And it's just how we're wired. So before we get into the episode, I have a really, really big announcement that I have yet to share on the podcast. And it's that my book got picked up by a traditional publisher. So I've talked about it all the time, and I want to share a really brief thing about it. So the book is actually going to be called Flowers Bloom Anyway, Grief, Grace, and Growth. And it's coming out in December of 2025. This year. So right now I'm working with the editor, really finalizing all of this, but it's basically how I built my business through grief, because of grief, and how that shaped my choices. So ultimately it was kind of a memoir of what I went through with Josh passing away and young widowhood, and that didn't feel right. So then I was trying to change it into self-help, like how to get through your grief. And then I went to this conference where right away I realized that I was writing the wrong book. I don't want to write a self-help book because I don't want to be speaking on self-help stages about grief. And I think it's because everyone's experience is so unique, and that's just not the space I'm in now. But what I do want to talk about is my flower farm and how it got here and where I want to be. And in 3 or 5 years, I want to be working on my farm and working with flowers and working with this business, not putting on grief workshops or helping people, you know, get through things. And I mean, I would love to attend them and help, you know, help on a smaller scale as someone who's been through it, but that's not the space I want to work in. So that's not the book I wanted to write. So because of that, this episode is going to have FBA in front of it. So kind of a Flowers Bloom Anyway episode. And this is going to be somewhat related to what the book will be. And they'll come out once a month, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. But let's get into the topics. The main question is, you know, why is it okay for people to judge my drive, but not okay if I do the same? And I'm not coming that, like I said, I don't mean it to be snarky. I genuinely am trying to understand and remain curious. So the question I posted was, why is it okay for people to tell me your life exhausts me, or when do you sleep, or don't you ever take a break? So people tell me that all the time. But if I responded with, well, your life bores the shit out of me, that would be rude. And of course, I would never say that to someone. And I honestly wouldn't even think that. Like, I don't care what other people do. Like, just because I'm wired this way doesn't mean I expect other people to be wired this way. Doesn't mean I think they're lazy. Doesn't mean, you know, whatever. It's just my priorities and their priorities and my goals and their goals and how I spend my time and how they spend my time are different. And as long as they're happy, I don't care what they do. But like I said, if someone says, your life exhausts me, or I'm tired just thinking about your life, and if I responded with, well, I'm bored just thinking about your life, that would be rude. So I was genuinely curious. So the responses I got were fascinating, and I want to talk about them a little bit. So one was kind of entrepreneurs versus non-entrepreneurs. One person said, some people are just not built for this life. Some people are meant to be employees, and others are meant to be bosses. And this resonated with me because I see this one all the time. So many ultra successful business owners retire and then ultimately, start a new business or turn a hobby into a business or, whatever. And it's just plain how they're wired. Another response was people maybe speaking out of a place of concern. So one person said, I think it's likely from a place of positive intent. They're just showing concern for your well-being, even if they don't phrase it perfectly. That's fair. Not everyone knows how to express curiosity or care without making it sound like judgment. And then another one pointed out, especially for women, there's a constant societal pressure to do it all. And so what this person said was, when people see someone like you supposedly doing it all or making it look easy, they start wondering why they can't. And that can make them feel exhausted just watching. And that's where social media plays a role. People don't see the whole picture. They don't see the systems, the support, the sacrifices behind the scenes. So I think that the important lesson in it is that not everyone wants my life, and I don't want theirs, and that's okay. But when people make those comments, it sometimes makes me feel like I should shrink myself down to make them comfortable. And I know I'm not the only one who feels that way. So let's talk about how to shift our mindset so that we can own our own ambition without guilt. So Abby and I, producer Abby, we had a couple episodes. Honestly, when I was trying to do the self-help book club, Back to Better, I got a really great response from you guys. And if you go back, I think September, October, November, December, we did four books where we, basically read a self-help book. And then I interviewed someone. One was Juggling Elephants, Die with Zero. I know how she does it. I'm going to be continuing to talk about some of those things, but now that I've decided that my book is not self-help anymore, it's not written that way. That's kind of shifting away from what that purpose was. But one of the books that I just read, and you've probably read it too, or heard of it at least, is Let Them. It's by Mel Robbins. And I'll be honest, it seemed pretty redundant to me. Like, how many chapters can you rephrase the same two words over and over again? And how many times can you get the same two words to apply to the same thing over and over again? It just seemed very, very redundant to me. Like, one person, a review said, this could have been a blog post. Yes, I think it could have. However, I will say towards the end of the book, it started getting really good. And one chapter that I found amazing was when you find yourself falling into the comparison trap. So you're seeing other people on social media, a flower farmer, entrepreneur, a business owner, doing something that you want to do. You have two choices. Life is a series of choices and consequences of those choices. You get to choose teaching or torture. You get to choose what your mindset is going to be from that. So you can either learn from someone's success and see what is possible, and that's teaching, or you can look at it and choose torture, letting it make you feel like you're not enough. So whether it's, booking out weddings, how do they book so many weddings? How do they sell so many flowers? How do they do that? How are they going on a vacation during peak season? You have to ask yourself, am I letting this inspire me or am I using it to punish myself? Okay. So that is that mindset. That's that comparison theory, just to stop comparing and start thriving. The next thing is just an abundancy versus a scarcity mindset. There is space for you. There is room for your business, your success, your dreams. Just because someone else is doing something does not mean that there's less opportunity for you. And honestly, some people won't get it. They don't understand your goals, and that's okay. You do not need them to. Another lesson that I have learned is surrounding yourself with the right people. You have to be so intentional about who you share your dreams with. I have found that I can't always share my business goals and, numbers or anything like that with friends who have traditional 9-to-5 jobs. Not because they're unsupportive, but because the scale of what I do is just different, and that's okay. So at the same time, you have to be careful if you only surround yourself with dreamers. I love brainstorming ideas, thinking big, making plans, but at some point you need accountability. And that's why partnerships, like the one that I have with Abby, podcast producer, as we have Pod to Profit and other things like that, it's so valuable because we push each other to take action. Because it's so easy to sit around with people saying, someday I want to do XYZ. But at some point you need someone who will say, okay, but when and how? So I think one of the biggest lessons that, you know, through people responding to me and, you know, they were just trying to show from their perspective of, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's because people are genuinely curious how you do it. And they mean it from a place of confidence. And I have talked about this all the time in my personal life. And that is focusing on intention through grief, through becoming a young widow, just everything. It's focusing on the intention of the words. And that doesn't always work. That doesn't always take the people off the hook. Sometimes you start focusing on the intention and you think, wow, they actually really did not have my best interest at mind. Okay. All right, there's that intention. But for the most part, if you focus on the intention behind the words, you are so much better off. And so for me, when someone says, how do you sleep? Whatever. My knee-jerk reaction is to get defensive. My knee-jerk reaction is that they are dismissing me. They're belittling me. They're making it seem like somehow I got lucky, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Just be really intentional with your time. And no. Just take a deep breath and take it either as a compliment, or sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is not a compliment. And that's okay too, because they probably don't want my life. Maybe my life does exhaust them. And the other thing that I think is also important to realize that a lot of us as entrepreneurs, business owners, what fuels me, what energizes me is accomplishments, is getting things done, is tying it all together. I enjoy that. And it makes me want to do that more. But what energizes me might deplete someone else. It's kind of like, I used to be really big into running marathons, half marathons, whatever. And it was so much more fun when I was fully trained. Race day was so much more fun. And that's what, you know, people are like, how are you so motivated? I'm like, because I've struggled through race day before. I've had to walk the last couple miles of a 13.1 mile race. And that's not fun. But when my 13th mile is faster than my first mile, that's fun. That's really fun to me. But I know if I don't put in the training and if I don't put in the work, it's not going to be fun and it's going to be miserable. And so I think, you know, just remembering that not everyone's built the same way, and that's okay. And so just, you know, when someone says that to you, or, you know, they don't understand your dreams, it's fine. Not a big deal. They don't have to. No one needs to. So, you know, these episodes are going to be a little bit different than our usual flower farming discussions. So they focus on the bigger picture, the mindset shifts, the personal growth, the intentional living. And that has shaped not only my flower farm, but my entire life. So, like I said, if you've been following along, my book, Flowers Bloom Anyway, comes out soon. And these episodes are going to give you a glimpse of what this book is about. So they're not necessarily about just flower farming, but they are for anyone who wants to be more intentional with their time, shift their mindset, fully step into the life that they want to create. And so if you see the Flowers Bloom Anyway cover art on these episodes, you know it's one of these mindset focused episodes, and it will be easy to identify that it's a little bit different. So it's still very valuable for flower farmers, but also for anyone pursuing a dream, growing a business, or simply wanting to grow more intentionally. So I do want to hear what you guys have to say about this type of episode. I would love for you to screenshot it and tag me on either Facebook or Instagram, put it in your story. So tag at Flower Farmer Forum or at Liz Fiddler Mergen, either way, that way I can see it. And I just want to know, like, I can see the numbers. I can see how many downloads it gets. My thought is actually the Back to Better episodes that we were doing got more downloads than my regular episodes because I think people that weren't necessarily interested in flower farming would also listen to those. But I try to tie it into flower farming because we all know it's a whole big picture, right? You cannot run a successful business if some of these major, major pieces of your life are missing. And so I think it's just, you know, learning to be more intentional. So thank you so much for listening and bloom and grow.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. sunnymarymeadow.com.